Now we're at order now? Meeting is called to order.
Okay. Our heads, Heavenly Father, thank you for this gorgeous weather and the rain we had. We thank you for this fine facility that we've been given the privilege of advising on. Give us wisdom in this meeting. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, did everybody get the roll?
I haven't signed it, if there's one for me to sign.
I really meant to say minutes.
Yes, I'll move for approval.
Back where? Right here?
Oh, it's up there.
Signing up there.
I'll get it.
I didn't sign it either, it's up there. Sign it for me, we're ready.
Did you spell it?
I'll put your X.
Draw a circle around, we're in an important meeting today. I don't want anybody to know it's here.
There's been a motion to approve the meetings of the last, minutes of the last meeting. And a second, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I forgot. You want to call the roll?
Who's new?
Terry Crawford is absent. Randy Klein.
Here.
Chad Dinkins is out. Howard Robacher.
Here.
Sorry.
And Chuck Savage is here.
Here.
We have four.
I'm supposed to print first, okay.
All right, let's start with unfinished business.
We'll go right into the terminal and construction update. This past Tuesday council meeting, the city council approved a construction contract with Ossley Construction for the terminal building. Great news, and they approved the contract with Ossley. They also approved the contract with Michael Baker International to do the RPR and the construction management for the project. Airport staff met with Ossley Construction just yesterday to discuss some value engineering options. In the contract, we chose four out of the five alternates. We've deleted the expanded parking lot with the hopes of bringing that back in as we figure out our financial situation. But so we talked to Ossley about the parking lot, talked to them about what we can do to expand it, address some of the rental car concerns of the ready return area, and even their car wash pad might be an option to include that in the overall terminal project. So it's great, fantastic news. Ossley continues to put together their value engineering ideas. They're going to make an official submittal to the city, and at that time Michael Baker International will review those options with the city, and then we'll determine how we want to proceed with that. Their goal is to still break ground in July of this year, but it's on autopilot now. So
have we got all the money we need?
We do. Overall, it's $6.4 million. The airport had to take a short-term loan of about $147,000 from the city electric utility. We'll pay that back over the course of 2 years. It's the only way to make everything work.
What happens if you default on it?
We won't default on it.
Yeah, just default on it. Don't worry. Just pay it back. It'll all come out of the same pocket.
It's at 1.5% interest. I think we'll be okay. So we did, there was a little snafu. After the bids, we got this notice from the White House about this, the whole tariff issue, and it has a good chance of affecting the steel prices on our project. I mean, the steel costs might go up 25%, so we have to make that consideration if it comes down to it. So we may have to accommodate that increase separately. Hopefully not. There is no official policy from the White House on the tariff. There's no signed executive order. All it is, you go on the White House website. It's just a statement. There's no ink. There's no signature to it. There's no direction. It's just, this is what we're going to do. Maybe it comes out today. Maybe it comes out in 2 months. Maybe it never comes out. We just don't know. There's no. So city staff has been in contact with the White House and said, look, you know, this is impacting our project. So we know that we've been told by the White House staff that our terminal project is on their list, that they're keeping track of it, it's on their radar screen, as well as several others throughout the country, so it's not just us that's being affected. I made that point pretty clear when I made the presentation to council, but City Council's really excited to get going forward. That was the last approval that we needed. Ostley Construction's finishing the design as we speak, so it's rolling forward.
I really wouldn't think that steel, I mean, it might make 15% difference in the cost of the steel of the building, but that's not going to be that much money.
They claim there's $1 million in steel costs in this building.
That's a 25% increase.
$150,000, wouldn't it? But I don't think.
$250 if it's 25%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But I don't, the fact that the tariff is going to be 25, that doesn't necessarily mean the steel price is going to go up that much. It might.
We don't
know. Is this project totally funded now? Are we totally funded?
We're good. We're going forward, yeah. We're funded. We've got the four alternates, less the expanded parking lot area, and the building's going in. It's totally funded.
From all sources. You're talking about...
I was just saying, is there any way to go ahead and order your steel now and hold it for delivery later?
Well, they have to finish the design.
Well, they're going to be close to it.
They're close.
They all give you a barnyard number, but if it's going to go up 25%.
But I mean, the quotes from the steel manufacturers, the suppliers are already going up.
Yeah,
it's already happening.
Okay.
They're their best.
Like we told Ostley when they handed us the information about the tariff costs, we said we should have signed this contract 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. So Mr. Crawford called me. He was unable to make this meeting. He has some concerns over the car rental portion of the parking lot and how it ties in with the terminal. We spoke at length about it. He has some concerns about the car wash area. He definitely doesn't want it next to the building or even near the building. And we agree on that, and we staff has some ideas to integrate that off on the side, but within proximity of the existing parking lot. Staff did originally want to put the car wash facility over by the existing airport admin. All the rental car companies were against that idea.
Dirty on the way back.
Yeah, they don't like that idea. So we're looking at other alternates. I tried to make that clear with Mr. Crawford. He also wants us to restrict the number of budget trucks, which I wholeheartedly agree. If you go down there now, it's inundated. The whole lot is completely packed with budget trucks and trailers. I guess they had a location closed down in Gainesville, and they moved all their inventory to that parking lot. It's better now than what it was 2 weeks ago, I guarantee it. But when we have the new building in place, it's going to be difficult to accommodate those trucks. We'll have to continue to negotiate with Avis and see how we want to handle that. I don't think they'll have quite the density of budget trucks available for rental once it's all said and done. We just don't have any room to accommodate it. We'd have to give up other space in the lot, especially if we don't expand the parking. So that's another issue I wanted to bring up to the board. I was supposed to meet with Davis Dinkins, he's part of the Ostley team, to talk about the rental car portion of the parking lot, mm-hmm. and at least maybe integrate that into the design, just to have it in reserve so we do have the construction money and we can pull the trigger on it and make that happen right away. But it's something that we need to work on now on the front end and not wait to the last minute.
I don't have any parking for anybody else.
Exactly. Yeah. So I will be carrying over the rental car portion of the discussion. I mean, obviously, we'll have updates on the terminal progress at each board meeting, but we will definitely be talking about this rental car issue. On the wildlife fence, we're getting close to finishing. I believe they're complete with doing the skirt work. Now we're looking at upgrading the gates that were part of the project, redoing some of the manual open gates. Instead of a hinged gate, we're going to go with a sliding gate. It's a lot more efficient to open it, and we can maintain the gap between the bottom of the gate and the ground a lot better and the sliding capacity. So the contractor's working on that. They are on target to finishing in May, which is per the contract. And then the security access project, the fiber's been installed. I just got notice of that 2 days ago. And the contractor will start integrating some of the gate improvements one at a time, so we're not completely shut down. So that's moving forward as well. No news on the ARF truck. They're still tweaking that. We expect delivery in June on the ARF truck. The maintenance survey, I'm asked to carry that forward to the next meeting since Mr. Crawford isn't here. It's kind of near and dear to his passion. So, I have no new business. Fuel and operations are doing fantastic. The past 2 months, we've had great increases in our total numbers and operations. On the fuel sales, in February was somewhat of a disappointment. Even though we were up on operations, jet fuel was down almost 6% for the month of February 2018 compared to February of 17. So year to date, we're actually down negative 5%. I didn't get an update from Shelter on how we're doing so far for the month of March yet, but I tell you, we were extremely busy this past weekend with hits and all the other equine events. Live Oak had their annual chariot race, carriage race. We had the sale across the street. There's some other private events going on in town that really boosted the traffic on the airport. Lots of Kalita horse charters coming and going. I think there's maybe 7 or 8 just in this month alone. And they've been buying a lot of fuel from Shelter. So, yes. That's it. It's a quick meeting.
What are all these folks doing here?
They all want our work.
I got a dumb question. I had the misfortune of running out of printer's ink the other day in the middle of a little project. I had to run over to one of the stores and get it. That makes the price of gasoline pale by comparison. And I noticed we got 6 or 7 pages in our little thing here, and all are color.
Mm-hmm.
What do you spend for color printing in the company? You know, it sounds kind of CS, but
no,
you know, I love the color up front, but I mean, it doesn't matter here whether this in the back is just black and white to me. And you know, if you save $100 a month in printing, that's $100 a month.
I don't recall what the number is off the top of my head, but I can certainly bring that.
I just wonder if there's any economy and scale in printing. I love the color up here. I mean, it's beautiful blue sky and all this good stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think it makes it read any better.
I know we have a contract on the printing.
Oh,
I mean,
well, the ink ain't free. The ink's extra. Good point.
I'll bring it up.
We spent a fortune in our office.
Is there anybody that wants to appear that's not on the agenda? Any comments, my board members?
If anybody can do anything about this weather, I'd like for it to warm up about 10 degrees.
Well, I think you'll get your
wish. I should have included that. Yeah, you will. Soon you'll be asking for the cold again.
Well, I'm a bachelor right now because my wife is out in El Paso, Texas, and I got 2 dogs, and I'm tired of them jumping into bed to sleep with me because it's so cold.
Any comments by individual board members? Other members want to comment?
Congratulations on your terminal. It's done.
We're excited. When's the groundbreaking?
Probably July of this year.
How long will it take to build it?
One year. It's a 540-day contract that started on Wednesday.
Oh, 540 days.
Well, they have to design the rest of it.
I see. I got you. Yeah, that would be about July.
Once the design is approved, the second component starts running from that point.
That's right. Yep. So we're just tickled. It's fabulous. Great project.
It's going to be nice.
Getting it done.
It's going to be nice.
I mean, when little Sanford over has got a terminal building, even better than what we got, that's just, I know they're feeding off Orlando International.